Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Really right now, with the way the technology is going, you really have to be on offensive posture to be able to grow your business and not lose market share to the automated places like Open Doors and things like that.
How great would it be to buy a piece of institutional quality income producing commercial buildings? Well, now you can with Building Bits. It's not a REIT or a fund. Building Bits is a new platform for non-accredited investors where virtually anyone, regardless of income, can select a building lease to a major corporation with a guaranteed long-term lease. You can now invest in the same quality assets, which have previously only been available to institutions and wealthy individuals. Once you choose your building on buildingbits.com, you can invest as little as $500 and receive your share of the rents, while Building Bits team of real estate pros handles all the management aspects of the building. For the first time, the big corporations in America can actually start paying you. And when the building is sold in the future, the potential appreciation is redistributed to everyone, so you don't just get the rental income, but also share in the upside. Best of all, since these securities are SEC qualified, they are freely tradable immediately. The $500 minimum with no upfront fees is available for a limited time. There are great properties available nationwide with major tenants, so don't wait. Go to buybits.us today and pick your property before they're all sold out of their current inventory. That's buybits.us. That's buybits.us. The SEC offering circular is available at buildingbits.com. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, Jason Rother. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. And looking forward to our conversation, a little bit about Jason. He runs an AI technology company called Liberty AI. His company has been doing marketing in the real estate industry for over 12 years. He recently developed an artificial intelligence software for investors that is patterned after the core technology used by Google and Facebook, based in Spokane, Washington. With that being said, Jason, will you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Okay, so I've got more of a salesy kind of a background, but also in an analyst type background because I had to be pushed into that spot. Basically, I started in the Army. I went through the Army and went into cell phone towers, did that for a number of years. And then I got into the car industry. The car sales was really, really great at it. Sold a bunch of cars. I'm on a lot of different plaques saying I can sell more than most people. And they put me into management really quickly and had me start running dealerships in that realm of things. And what I quickly realized is I didn't know what I was doing in forms of advertising. I barely graduated from high school. I went right from high school to the military, and I kind of just went from there. Just kind of bust my butt to try to get going and make something happen, and kind of hustled my way through to just work for somebody doing cell phone towers, but own my own company. So I kind of had that go-getter atmosphere going for me. And then I went into car sales, and I really had to dissect. They gave me $70,000 a month for an ad spend, and they said, yeah, go spend this money and get us people to come in and sell our cars. And I had to figure out how to do that really quickly. And I ended up watching a movie in 2011. It was Moneyball. Have you ever watched the movie Moneyball?
I have. The Oakland Athletics?
Yes.
Yep.
Billy Beane and all that. So that was kind of my aha moment. My aha moment was, hey, there might be something more to these analytics than what I thought. And I knew I had a way to get a little bit of ideas on analytics, basically through Google and Facebook. And what I did was I analyzed them. I just sat down and I said, what do all these things mean and what does it do? And I quickly came up with an algorithm or a spreadsheet back then. Some of it was handwritten on trying to understand what cars were getting clicked on and how many times per day and what that meant to how quickly they sell or how quickly they stayed or what the demand was and how I could tell even based on the clicks whether there was something wrong with that vehicle or not. So with that being said, I quit back at that time. I joined forces with another guy. He's my partner. He's been doing the real estate thing for a long time. He started cutting his teeth on the virtual tours and things like that and more on the real estate side, but he was also avidly helping some investor people as well in that process. And basically, we went on a journey to try to figure out how to use advanced analytics to not just sell cars, but to do a bunch of different other things. So we started analyzing the data, started just focusing our attention on looking at the clicks and those things. And basically, what we learned is we could drop our ad budget down from 70,000 to about 23. We were in a 7-dealership group, and we were able to sell the most units per month at the highest gross profit margin. And we were the youngest dealership. I started when it was just raw land. So we had to build the whole dealership from scratch, and we were the youngest, and we were able to do better than the guys that have been there for years and years.
That's impressive.
So with that being said, we started going in the furniture route, and we started doing marketing for some furniture stores, and we got them to grow pretty large using our data and what we've come to understand using the analytics and everything. And then we thought, oh, we could sell these box ship mattresses using some similar analytics. And what we did was we kind of scratched the surface on some AI stuff back then. And we really thought, oh man, this is it. This is coming. This is new. This is fresh. So we started beating down basically all of the doors in big data. And we got the door slammed in our face quite a few times, but we were blessed enough to have somebody open up the door at crack and say, hey, you can come in for a minute. All we have available in development on that low of a scale for an end user is basically real estate. And my partner instantly said, got it, I'll take it. That's better than mattresses anyway because of the profit margin is so much better there. So we've been about a year and a half in development. What we have is, we've got 200 million adult Americans data, and we've got AI software that analyzes 25 billion data points per day. So that's where we're at, and we've done some predictive modeling for the last year and a half to determine motivated sellers. And that's kind of the niche we want to just go into. We really find that investors are forward thinking. This is basically a different way of doing things, and you have to quickly adapt in this growing age of technology with the Zillows and the Open Doors and everybody else that's kind of coming in. And we need an offensive weapon to give to our investors. And we really think that this is that.
Is that the main value proposition, finding motivated sellers?
That's what we're really focusing on. We've got some modeling for investors. We've got some modeling for basically just your typical realtor and a mortgage person. That's where we first started, was on mortgage and realtor. But what we quickly came to analyze is that our target market for this forward product is more of the investor side of things, because that's who seem to be adopting it the best.
How is what you're doing different from other services that provide motivated sellers?
We've got a vast database. So let me just tell you this. So basically, other investors and people like that are using different places to do that. So what we can do, even if you love that place and you love that company you're with and everything else, you're getting good web traffic, we can resolve the identity on 50% of all of your web traffic, meaning we can get their names, addresses, phone numbers, anything else. We've got tons and tons of data on every single person.
So you've got all this data. How do you determine from a business standpoint how to make sense of it and what's relevant and what's not?
Okay, so yeah, we've got a 12-point predictive modeling. So basically step one being, hey, I'm just thinking about selling my house, to step 12 being I've just either lost it or I've sold it to an investor. And we go through, because we've seen thousands of transactions that have taken place like this. And we get to about a 7 or an 8 out of the 12, and then they come into our list of motivated sellers in your area. So basically, this person's warm. Not are they on some divorce or the probate list or whatever. This is an actual person that's searching in real time because we're checking 25 billion data points every single day. So we know their keywords. We know their content consumption. We know their response to campaigns and everything like that. So we're looking at them in real time and stacking them up against the modeling to see where they're at in the process. So we can go directly to them. We can send them a direct mail right as soon as they enter onto our list. We can do emails. We can do Facebook. We can do Google. We can do Twitter, Instagram, anything like that.
What are some challenges that you've come across building this type of platform?
Well, the challenges that we've come across are just basically learning the behavior. And we've spent about the last year and a half learning behavior of the prospect. So just trying to understand and fill that out. Obviously, our biggest hurdle is going to be that our software is learning. It's a self-learning deal. So it's only as smart as what you tell it to learn. So if we're not giving it enough data in the beginning to tell it go and look for this, then it takes a little bit longer to get to full optimization. Other than that, it's a pretty smooth situation. We also have an automated follow-up system that works with it. So an inbound lead comes in and it shoots them a sequence of text, voicemail drops, and emails. And we've got about a 60% response rate from that.
Based on your experience being in the industry, what is your best real estate investing advice ever for investors?
My deal is I don't think that it's wise to be complacent right now in doing what's always worked in the past. It's time to think of innovative ways. Even if you can't afford to work with me, there's a lot of other ways out there that you could be innovative. Like I was when I was running car dealerships and I had to learn how to decrease my ad spend and basically go ahead and really be resourceful to be a good net profit situation is to look at the tools you have in front of you and just maximize. If you've got Google Analytics and you're getting some good web traffic, well, how can you optimize that? And play around with it and see if you've got Facebook on their reporting tools that they have, if you could go on their insights and you can tweak your message a little bit and maybe get a better response rate. Just really don't get complacent and thinking, oh, I put this on autopilot and it's just going to keep giving me the same thing. I was at a conference and I heard Gary Vee talk about how we're always on autopilot. We hate offense. And really right now with the way the technology is going, you really have to be on offensive posture to be able to grow your business and not lose market share to the automated places like Open Doors and things like that.
We're going to do a lightning round. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Hit me.
All right, let's do it. First, quick word from our best ever partners. Like the idea of REITs, but don't like the multiple layers of hidden fees, limited transparency, and no ability to choose the specific property that you'll be investing in? Building Bits is here to help. With a REIT, others choose the properties your money goes into based on their criteria, not yours. With Building Bits, not only can you choose the property and location, but they are fully transparent and show you every aspect of the current and future cash flows. Oh, and that building you selected in that up-and-coming market, when it sells after the market grows, you will receive your pro rata share of any potential appreciation. Get started today with Building Bits for as little as $500. Go to buybits.us/choose for more information. The offering circular is available at buildingbits.com. Best ever book you've recently read?
I just recently read Think Bigger, but my favorite book is the Walt Disney autobiography.
What's a mistake you've made in business?
Mistake I've made in business is, I would say, not listening to feedback well enough and thinking I knew best.
What's the best ever way you like to give back?
I love to give back through relationship. Of course, I give to my church and to things like that, but invest in relationships and spend time and bring value to people that don't necessarily bring value to me, but I want to see them go into the next step of their lives and not be stuck where they're at.
And how can the best ever listeners learn more about what you got going on?
You can go to our website. It's libertyai.net. You can email me at jason@libertyai.net, and I'll get back to you. You can DM me on Instagram or liberty_AI on Instagram.
And how much is it to use your company services?
It's kind of based on scale. So if you're a new investor and you're just starting out, we can help you with some smaller things. But generally, basically, we do a full service ad lead generation program that basically we buy the data in that deal. So it's basically in $5,000 blocks. And depending on your area, you should get somewhere on that 68 leads per month out of that.
And it's single family, not apartment communities, right?
We can do both.
Thanks again, Jason, for sharing your advice. Thank you, sir, for your service as well in the Army. And appreciate you talking to us about your company and how it evolved from the sales data with a car dealership to then applying that to real estate and finding motivated sellers. So really appreciate your time. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
You as well. Thank you, Joe.